Welcome to the Breakfast Leadership Show, where we interview global thought leaders on business, leadership, and life. Here's your host, keynote speaker, best-selling author, and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, Michael Levitt.
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I am awesome. I was just on your show the other day, and you know, we had a call before that, and then this call, you know, you're like, wait a minute, I'm being interviewed? What's this all about? But you're a pro at this, so it won't be a problem. So for people that aren't aware of you, why don't you share a little bit about you and all this amazing work you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm host of Virtual Antics podcast, which was the entrepreneur podcast show that you were on, which I'm super, super excited about. We had such a great conversation. I started it because I'm an entrepreneur myself, right? So I started in 2015. I launched my virtual assistant agency and I did so much website design and funnels, and my team really got good at automations. So I decided to open a white label of Go High Level. So I have my own Go High Level agency called Nadora, where you can create basically the whole back end of your business. So we took that with the virtual assistants and a networking group and created just this really cool community to help entrepreneurs streamline their business.
So important for entrepreneurs to do that, because what happens with so many of us is we have this product or this service or this idea, and we build it. We kind of cobble it together. We follow one of my favorite doctors, Dr. Frank Martino. He said, it's good enough, just launch it. It was so refreshing to work with him, because so many people are like, it's not ready, we got to do this, we got to do this. He's like, it's good enough, let's go. You know, he didn't want to wait. Let's just do it and we'll fix it on the way. So many entrepreneurs do that, but then, you know, they get down the path and they're like, oh, wait a minute, this seems a little, you know, duct tape and bubble gum together. I got to figure out how to get this cleaned up a little bit. And that's where, you know, companies like yours really comes in and helps. It's like, all right, what are you trying to accomplish? And it's funny sometimes, and I know you know this because you experience it too, is the entrepreneur goes, I'm not really sure. And then you're like, okay, all right, let's scale it back and figure out what you want to do with this. And then we can start putting in the right systems in place to make sure that, you know, everything works the way that you expect it to.
Yeah. And that's exactly why my agency is a little bit different than most, because that's the exact issue that I discovered when I launched my agency. You know, most agencies, they pair a client and a virtual assistant and they're hands off. We actually give you one step in between. We assign you a project manager who will help create you those processes, your systems, your SOPs. Then they'll assign the to-dos out to the virtual assistant team. So you have graphic designers doing graphic design, copywriters doing copywriting, not one person doing everything. And it just makes for better quality. It helps the entrepreneur has no idea what to do with the virtual assistant. The project manager helps you with that. And also, you know, all of our project managers are trained on business. And so they will help you if you feel like you don't know enough about, you know, maybe lead generation or onboarding or retention and customer journeys and ROI, all that fun stuff, right? Our project managers are trained in that to kind of help guide you. So we're your business besties.
That's the best way to put it. It helps entrepreneurs focus on what they're good at and delegate. And that's one of the things I see, and you do too, I know. You know, so many entrepreneurs, you know, wait way too long. And I get it. A lot of it is, well, I'm waiting for the revenue to hit this dollar amount, then I'll start doing it. But they don't realize that they're actually the ones holding back that level of getting to that financial level they want by trying to do everything themselves. And it's like, you got to spend money to make money. And it's a simple equation. It's, you know, just like the sun rises in the east, except in Toronto, because we don't get sun in Toronto, and sets in the west in San Diego, where I spend time. And, you know, most time we see that. It's mesmerizing. And the beautiful thing about where you're at in Florida, you know, depending on where you're at, you know, you can drive and see the sunrise and then drive across the state and see the sunset. It's a beautiful thing. And water is the backdrop on both sides. It's a unique peninsula for sure. But at the end of the day, you figure out what you want to do with your business. And again, I think that's where your business definitely shines with the people you have. You're like, okay, these are the pieces you need. So you're not just like dumping off, you know, here's a box of our services, figure it out. But no, you're actually using a concierge type of environment going, okay, what actually do you need? You don't need that. You're good on that. Okay, good. We're not going to roll that out. We're not going to assign anybody to do that because it's taken care of. You don't need it, which really helps fine tune businesses to be able to get exactly the services they need to be able to do the things that they want to do.
Yeah, 100%. And then that's where the software kind of solves the other half of the problem, right? A lot of times entrepreneurs will be paying for millions of different softwares and none of them are connecting with each other. They don't have the time to learn the software themselves. And they're not utilizing the software they have to its full potential. And so sometimes they'll have two softwares and one of them does everything the other software does. And it's a hot mess. And so that's why we also have Nadora, which 360, which is our software portion of the company. And so that helps, you know, streamline everything, automate. I save 32 hours a week in automations. I actually used the VA and I timed it all out because I'm OCD like that. And it's just amazing what you can do when you have not only a team of virtual assistants behind you, but also software that is actually, you know, communicating with all the different aspects of your business.
It's a much needed thing. And I encourage entrepreneurs to reach out to you and definitely take advantage of it because you just said it right there. You save 32 hours. Okay, entrepreneur, you just found 32 hours. What are you going to do with your business to work on the things that only you can do? What would that do for you? It's definitely, you know, an important thing to do that. So let's segue. We were talking in the pre-show too about you were just at the PodFest Expo conference for podcasters. And I know some podcasters listen to my show amongst dentists and other people that listen. I'm still trying to figure out why dentists listen to my show, but they do. It's an interesting dynamic. It wasn't a target market that I was pinpointing, but apparently I found them. So, and I'm speaking at a dental conference in May. So it's weird, but maybe it's all the money that I've spent on dentistry in my life. I don't know. But anyway, what was the conference like, you know, for, you know, people that are listening or even, you know, new people that are getting into the podcast industry and stuff, you know, what were some of the highlights from that conference?
Oh my gosh. It's always game changing. It was my third year there and I was a speaker this year, which is amazing. They actually had a dental track. So for my dental podcasters, I believe there was a whole half a day where it was dedicated to that industry. Super cool. They do that a lot. There's different tracks, right? And so that are filled with amazing speakers and education and workshops. And so they have like a monetization track. They've partnered like with FinTech before, which is a financial conference. And so they were there this year as a vendor, but not as an actual track. We've done video tracks, Amazon tracks, all sorts of things. And basically what it means is that room was dedicated to that topic. I spoke about the anatomy of a podcast website. I was the only person there talking about podcast websites. So I was pretty proud of that. But it was so much fun. We had a full room. I even had people sitting on the floor just to hear my speech, which was, you know, super, super grateful for. But outside the education, you have meetups, you get to meet with vendors, you get to meet, you know, people that are really, really big in the podcasting industry. Like we met Michael through Podmatch, right? And Podmatch, I got to meet the founder, Alex, super cool, and his wife, and they were just so amazing. I got a really cool Podmatch pin, super proud of, but just you get to meet these really cool people, you know, Buzzsprout, got to meet their whole team, and even Lisbon was there, and all these really big names and companies in the podcasting industry. And then outside of that, like I'm huge in the entrepreneur world. I love it. I love meeting new entrepreneurs, people that have been in business for over like 50 years. So I got to meet Mark Katz, who is huge in Florida, especially, but just all these really, really cool business owners, podcasters. And we even had like, you have podcasters of all genres, right? So we had the taboo topics, which was really, they're so much fun. They're the life of the party. We have like after parties too. And so they were always in the middle of the dance floor having so much fun. You got your business podcasters, you got your dental podcasters, you have just all these, a lot of mental health. Mental health was huge this year. I feel like we had the most mental health podcasters of anything, which was really cool to see. and just people with like amazing stories, and we just all come together. And so you have people wearing business suits. We have people in cat ears, people in tutus. There was even someone wearing a tail at one point or another. And so all these really weird things, but we all connect and we all mesh and we all love one another. And it's just a really cool community. If you like to just like be yourself 100%, that's a community for it.
It's like a business conference meets Comic-Con and cosplay. It's
all in one spot.
Yeah. I've been to podcast conferences, and time and time again, you meet friends, lifelong friends. And, I've got, people that I've known ever since I launched my show back in 2017. And, I love these people. They're very near and dear to me because they're just real, and they've all have unique stories that comes through in what they do, not only in their work, but they've been able to create this thing out of just talking into a microphone and chatting with people that's created a whole new life for them. And it's I think back to when a colleague of mine said, "When are you going to launch a podcast?" I'm like, "Why in the world would I want to do that?" And then 7 years, 8 years later, actually, well, no, seven, I used to be an accountant. You'd think I'd be able to do the math. 7 years later, I'm still at it. And you know this too. It's a blast. It's one of those things you see it on your calendar and you sit down and you go, okay, I'm going to have a good chat and conversation with people. And people that listen to our shows, they love that. They just, this is cool. It's as if I'm sitting at a coffee shop and you're at the table across and just listening into a conversation about people. But it's a beautiful genre. It's evolved. It's grown. It continues to grow. It gives people a voice and an audience and a platform to be able to share what's on their mind in a way that is not, and of course there's, of course there's shows for everything, but there's shows that are combative and political and, Trump is this and Biden is that and, all those kind of things. And sure, if you want to listen to that, that's awesome. Go for it. But there's also platforms like ours that are, we're just aiming to help people. It's kind of, it's in a way to like, how can I help as many people as possible? And like, well, a podcast is definitely one way to do it because they'll discover you. You'll share an insight that could dramatically change how they go about life or their work or anything like that. And to have that kind of impact is such an amazing feeling. So I love doing this.
Yeah. It's the best, just getting to like really just talk to other people and learn their stories. We had a lot of people there that were kind of at the point where they needed something like this. They needed a community of uplifting people, people that are going to support them. There was one story. It was actually a little bit of a trigger warning, by the way. It was really this mom, her husband was driving their kid to school and he actually was really tired and went to work. And so the child unfortunately did pass away from being in the car. And then the husband did, commit suicide. And it was, and so she was there, she's like, "I'm in intense therapy. Podcast is my therapy." And she's like, "I needed this. I needed a room of people where, that wasn't the forefront of their minds. They just wanted to know me and get, and not just hear my story, but also like, know who am I? What do I like to do? What am I doing next?" And I think she just found so much peace in this, event where she was able to just, be her for the first time in a really long time. It was just a really cool thing to witness and be a part of and to help support her. And there was millions of stories just like that in that room. And that's why a lot of people start a podcast, is just to help other people going through tragic times.
Yeah, none of us are alone, although so many people unfortunately feel alone. And I think you mentioned a moment ago about the mental health podcast growing. It's just, there's so many resources out there for people. And I encourage people, if you're struggling with something, just literally ask ChatGPT or Google or whatever you use to look up things. Give me a list of 5 podcast shows that discuss whatever, you know, whatever you're interested in, whether it's seeking help for mental health or if you're a Houston Texans fan and there's, you know, tons of shows about them, or, you know, Orlando Magic, or you know, anything. I remember going to the Orlando Solar Bears game and the IHL years and years ago. Love going to those IHL games. And Orlando is just a wonderful, wonderful town.
Oh my gosh, I love Orlando.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful place and great place to have a conference in January. Let's just say that. It's, yeah, especially if you're in a cold weather climate, you know, it's like, yeah, let's go down there. And yeah, because you can actually go down there and not go to amusement parks too. There's actually other things to do there. I know
NFL skills game is happening in February where the NFL players, they play like dodgeball and tug of war against each other. That'll be in Orlando, I believe, in February. I'm actually going to be trying to go to it. But yeah, like you said, there's so many cool things in Orlando to see and do.
Exactly. Plus spring training starting soon. So
it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's for, I grew up in Detroit. So that was always a big deal because we knew, okay, winter is actually coming to a close at some point. This is good. Mm-hmm. So when pitchers and catchers report, what a beautiful sentence that is. So what's going on next for you? You know, as far as the business, things you're seeing, what are you up to these days?
Yeah. So, you know, January, a lot of people are talking about New Year's resolutions. Mine are called New Year focuses. I hate using the word resolution because I feel like I'll never complete it. So my focus for this year is growing our Facebook community. We have an amazing group called Nadora Connect in Facebook. And so we do like workshops and networking meetings in there. And I'm really just really trying to focus on creating community and connecting entrepreneurs with other entrepreneurs or whatever they're needing in their business. So I have a lot of connections over the years and a lot of information. So I'm just trying to share that and spread it and hope good things come back in return.
It's awesome that you're doing that because community makes it, you know, all work. And you know, just helping people with something. Case in point, I had a podcast interview earlier today and the individual is talking about something and during their conversation, I'm like, wait a minute, you need to talk to this person who I talked to a couple of days ago. And it's like, there's a synergy there, not as far as joint ventures or business or things like that, but the conversation between the two of them may help actually each of them kind of figure out what they want to do next. So it was just one of those things like, okay, I have to make that introduction because I think they will benefit each other for each of them to do what they want to do next and get clarity around that. So community is all about having those conversations and go, I know somebody that can help you with that. And you know, someone knows somebody that can help me. And it's just when you do that, it's such an amazing feeling. And that's again, the power of the work that you've done. You know, when you started your business and you were launching it, my hunch, and correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't anticipate it to be what it is now. Yeah. Or maybe you did. Maybe you did. He's like, I want to be this and this and this and this because you've got CDO or OCD, as we joked the other day. People are like, what's CDO? It's like, it's as the poster says, it's
OCD. To say OCD, technically.
Yeah, exactly. It's OCD, but the letters are in alphabetical order as they should be. So, yeah. So it's so true for those of us that know and are, you know, OCD professionals. We like ourselves in our things where they're supposed to be. It just makes it easier for us. Don't worry about the O standing for obsessive, you know, or compulsive. I mean, could they have gone with maybe some little easier words? Those seem to be pretty abrupt. You know, like, you know, we need kinder, gentler. Maybe they can come up with a new acronym for it, but
I see it like as a superpower, right? Because I do get obsessive all the time. And I think that's what's made my business grow so fast. Like we hit six figures in 3 months of starting the agency. And that's because I was obsessive about getting leads and training and hiring people. And so, yeah, so I actually love the word obsessive just because it definitely describes me to a T.
Yeah. Yeah. It's passionate for sure. There's no lack of that there. So awesome. Yeah. Natalie, I've loved this conversation. Always love chatting with you. So where can people find about you and all this amazing work you're doing?
Yeah. So if you want to learn about the company, you just go on over to nadora.org. And then if you want to connect with me more, you can go on Instagram. It's Natalie Guzman. Make sure you put the ITS in front of my name because there's 100 of Natalie Guzmans on Instagram. And I'd be happy to chat with you.
Definitely have all that in the show. So Natalie, sending love from the West Coast and up north, and good to see you again, chatting with you. I always love talking with you. So continue being well.
Thanks for listening to the Breakfast Leadership Show, part of the Breakfast Leadership Network. Visit breakfastleadership.com for tips on empowering your business and your life.